Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Match Made for Thanksgiving by Jackie Lau, narrated by Christine Riviere. Chapter 1. When will you be home for Thanksgiving? Nick's mother asked. We're doing dinner on Saturday this year, remember? As he held the phone to his ear, Nick Wong looked out at the spectacular view of Toronto from his penthouse. This was his home now. He did not want to go to Mosquito Bay. He'd left the small town on Lake Huron as soon as he'd finished high school and hadn't looked back. Seriously, it was called Mosquito Bay. Why would anyone want to go there? Nick? His mother prompted. He sighed. I'll be there by 4 on Saturday. Don't be late. Not like last time. I'll do my best. To be honest, he was sort of looking forward to seeing his family, but he was dreading it at the same time. His family was a bit much, that was all. Nick liked to do his own thing, be his own man, be in charge. But in Mosquito Bay, his control seemed to slip away. There were his parents, his white mother and Asian father, who had been high school sweethearts and were confused as to why, at the age of 32, Nick had yet to settle down and have 4 kids like they had. Then, his father's parents, Aw Ma and Aw Ye, who were pushing 90 but still surprisingly good at interfering in his life. Well, that was mostly Aw Ma. Aw Ye, Nick's grandfather, was more interested in ordering things on Amazon. He thought online shopping was the pinnacle of human achievement. He would also make his famous noodles for Thanksgiving. Nick was already salivating at the thought of those noodles. Do you want me to bring the usual char siu? He asked. Yes, please, Mom said. Will do. See you next weekend. Nick, are you getting off the phone already? I haven't had a chance to ask you any questions. You asked when I'd be coming back for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean. How's life in Toronto? How's your job? They talked for 15 minutes, and then Nick said, Sorry, I have to go. Sure, get drunk and pick up women, then nurse your hangover with dumplings and bubble tea. Thanks for your insightful description of my life. See you next weekend, Nikki. Love you. Love you too, he said before ending the call. All right, time to get his Friday night started. It was 6:30, still very early, but he needed to get out. He'd have a drink or two at Lychee before he met up with Tristan. Work hard, party hard. Enjoy all the delicious food and women the city had to offer. Why would he live in Mosquito Bay when he could live in Toronto? Lily Tseng was boring. It was just a fact. She'd always known it. It shouldn't have been a shock when her ex broke up with her because she was dull and bland. Yet when he'd said those words, it was a shock. They'd been together for a year. Surely he hadn't been bored the whole time? Anyway, she'd turned 30 last month, and it was time to make a change. Next weekend, she'd attempt skydiving and bungee jumping. Ha! No, she never even dreamed of doing such things. But tonight, maybe she'd have her first one-night stand. In the past few weeks, she'd spent a lot of time scoping out possible venues to meet men. She had no interest in going to a club. Not her scene. And she wouldn't venture that far out of her comfort zone. Instead, she'd focus on stylish downtown bars and had settled on Lychee. It was a restaurant owned by some up-and-coming Chinese comedian chef who'd won a cooking show last year, and it was located on Elizabeth Street, near the former location of Lychee Garden, a well-known Chinese restaurant in decades past, hence the name. In addition to the main dining area, Lychee had a bar and lounge with $8 cocktails before 8. Lily had peeked in a couple times, and it looked like it had a decent crowd of young, attractive men in suits. She really did like men in suits. But maybe all this preparing for her one-night stand defeated the purpose. She was planning it the way she planned everything else in her life. Wasn't part of her goal to be more spontaneous? Lily sighed and stirred her drink with a straw. She wasn't very good at this. She was sitting at the bar in Lychee now, waiting for her friends, Tara Kim and Sam Rubenstein, to show up, but she didn't expect them for another half hour. That was Lily, always early. It was a lovely space, she had to admit. Wood, chrome, and exposed brick that somehow went together just right. High ceilings. And her drink was delicious. It had black tea-infused vodka, mango juice, lime, and some other things. She'd forgotten what, but she didn't care. She was just trying her best not to drink it too quickly. She crossed her legs and smoothed out her red dress. A special dress that she'd bought for this occasion, with Tara's help. It showed more cleavage than she'd normally be comfortable with, but Tara had convinced her it looked smashing, and Lily had to agree. Now she needed a guy. What if she didn't find anyone suitable tonight? Oh, come on, Lily. It's not even 7 o'clock. You have lots of time. She was eager to cross one-night stand off her list, though. She loved crossing things off lists. Though perhaps she shouldn't have a list for learning how to be more fun and less boring. But even if she found a suitable guy, attractive, no creepy vibes, those were the main criteria. How would she approach him? What would she say? I, Lily Sang, sensible accountant, am trying to have my first one-night stand. Will you sleep with me, please, and thank you? Dear God, she was hopeless. She had a sip of her cocktail and looked around. At the other end of the bar, there was a group of men who were a few decades older than her. Next to them were a couple of men closer to her age, but they gave off douchebag vibes. Nobody made her want to take a second look, and she was just looking for a potential guy. She hadn't even tried to talk to anyone yet. Why is it so difficult to have a one-night stand? She muttered. Maybe she should cancel Operation Get Laid tonight. What did you say? She startled at the unfamiliar male voice, and a little orange liquid sloshed over the edge of her glass. Sorry, let me get that. A large hand wiped the spill away with a paper napkin. She looked from the hand to a wrist with an expensive watch, up an arm sheathed in a gray suit jacket, and... Oh. Her mouth fell open, but she promptly snapped it shut so she didn't look stupid, although it was hard not to stare. The man had nearly black hair with a hint of a wave that made him look roguish, if that was a word anyone used anymore. He had dark brown eyes, a teasing smile, and he caused a pleasant hum in her body, even more so than the delicious cocktail. He looked ever so slightly like Henry Golding, and he was standing right next to her and... Did you ask why it was so difficult to have a one-night stand? He inquired politely. And he'd heard her say that. Right. Normally, she was a fairly put-together person who always thought before she spoke, and yet she'd muttered that under her breath when he was right next to her. Though she was trying to act less like herself tonight. But she wished she hadn't heard. Her cheeks heated in embarrassment, and they heated even more as his gaze slid from her face down to her chest, down to her silver stilettos. The ones she hardly ever wore because they were so high and not at all sensible. And then, she did something even more shocking. Are you offering? She asked. She didn't say it with a sassy flick of her hair, nor did she reach out and trail her finger down his arm, but she said those words all the same. Oh, God. She covered her mouth. He chuckled, and it reverberated in her chest. One-night stands are my specialty, he said. But let's get to know each other first. Can I buy you another drink? Was this happening? This was really happening. It was probably best that she stop after one drink. I'll just have some juice, she said. Mango, if that's possible. The mango juice in her cocktail had been excellent. Maybe some food? The char siu sliders are quite good. Sure. The stranger got the attention of a bartender and placed their order. And a few minutes later, Lily had a glass of mango juice garnished with a cherry. It probably cost $6, and there wasn't even any alcohol. She pushed aside that annoying voice in her head and sipped her juice. What's your name? She asked. A one-night stand with a man whose name she didn't know sounded extra naughty, but she couldn't do it. She needed to call him something. Nick. I'm Lily. He sat down on the bar stool next to her. Then shrugged out of his suit jacket. He rolled up his sleeves, and the sprinkling of dark hair on his forearms was so damn erotic for some reason. Lily squeezed her legs together. She wasn't used to being this physically affected by a man. Yes, he was perfect for Operation Get Laid Tonight. She couldn't help feeling a little surprised that he seemed interested in her. Not that she was unattractive. She thought she looked quite good in this outfit, in fact. But he really was that sexy. Surely he could have almost any woman he wanted. Why, there was a group of three women on the other side of the bar who were looking in his direction.
"I've never done this before," she blurted out.
"Done what?"
"Tried to pick someone up at a bar. Had a one-night stand." He chuckled again, all cool, not flustered like she was.
"You're doing fine," he said,
then had a sip of his old-fashioned. His drink had a single large ice cube, and she was stupidly amused by it. The ice cube was just so big. They must have used a special mold to make it.
"What do you do for work, Lily?"
Ooh, she quite liked the way he said her name.
"I'm an accountant at a large engineering firm. And you?"
"Oh, I work in advertising," he said vaguely.
She suspected he had an important position, management or something. She didn't ask for details, though. It was only one night. She didn't need to know much about him. A server set a plate with three char siu sliders in front of them, and Lily suddenly realized she was quite hungry. She picked up the first one. Egg bun, from the looks of it, with barbecued pork, cilantro, pineapple, and some kind of sauce. She attempted to take a dainty bite. It wasn't the sort of food that lent itself to dainty bites, but she tried her best.
"Good?"
Nick asked. She held up a finger. She wasn't quite finished chewing.
"Yes," she said at last. "Very good. You were right."
He picked one up, and she watched his Adam's apple as he swallowed, wondering why she'd never been so captivated by a man's throat before. Maybe it was just Nick's throat. She wanted to kiss it right there.
"You want the last one?"
He motioned to the plate.
Yes, please.
"Will you be this polite later?" he asked, leaning closer.
A sizzle of energy traveled down to her toes. Oh, she liked this. She couldn't remember the last time a man had talked to her this way. She grinned.
"May I touch your thigh, please?"
His eyes seemed to darken, and he held her gaze as he laced his fingers in hers and brought their hands to his muscular thigh. She ate the last slider with her other hand, then chased it down with some mango juice.
"You can touch me wherever you want," he said. "I promise I'll like it all."
He paused.
"You said you'd never had a one-night stand. Why do you want to have one now?"
"I'm trying new things, stepping out of my comfort zone. I have a list."
Nick tried not to laugh.
"Of course you have a list," he murmured.
"Why do you say that?" Lily asked. "You only just met me."
True, but he felt like he'd known her for more than 20 minutes, even though that was all it had been. When he'd seen her sitting alone in that incredible red dress, he'd been struck by the way she carried herself with such poise. Everything about her appearance was perfect, not a hair out of place. He desperately wanted to mess it up. Then, she'd made that comment about a one-night stand, and he'd instantly gotten hard. When she spoke, she was honest, straightforward, not quite as poised as her appearance would suggest. He wondered if she was like this with everyone, and she got an adorable flush when she was embarrassed.
"You just seem like a list person," he said. "I can't explain it."
"Well, lists are amazing. There's nothing like the satisfaction of crossing something off your to-do list."
"Nothing? Nothing at all?"
He struck the back of her hand with his thumb. Her pretty red lips parted.
"Why did you pick tonight for your one-night stand? Has it been a while for you?"
6 months, which actually isn't that long to me, but I was...
"Horny?"
he supplied.
"Yeah, that."
"Say the word."
"No, not here. Plus, I've always hated that word. It makes me think of monsters."
"Monsters?"
"Yeah, monsters with lots of horns."
He bit back a laugh. Lily squirmed in her seat, and he hoped that was because she was horny, but more likely she was embarrassed again.
"Okay," he said. "I won't repeat it. You felt Like fucking.
He danced his fingertips over her thigh, and she shifted closer to him, her hip pressing against his.
Will you say that word?
I only swear around certain people.
Certain people?
My friends. I don't swear with strangers, or colleagues, or family.
You said you want to try new things.
I do.
So, swear in front of someone you just met. Me.
That was a fucking good charshu slider. He laughed.
Now, say it in another way. You haven't had sex in a while, and you feel like fucking tonight.
All right. She cleared her throat. Nick, I would like you to fuck me. Please.
Oh, she was killing him. He wouldn't meet Tristan tonight.
When he and Lily left Lychee, he'd take her straight home, and he couldn't help but anticipate her look of delight when she saw his place. The view. The bed. He looked forward to introducing her to fucking someone she hardly knew, and tomorrow he could... He pushed that thought aside. It was a one-night stand, and he was glad that had been clear at the outset. Sometimes he saw a woman more than once. It wasn't always a one-night stand with him, but nothing that could be described as more than a fling. Much to the frustration of his parents, he liked his bachelor lifestyle here in the city. So no, he wouldn't be introducing Lily to a whole bunch of new experiences. He shrugged off his curious twinge of disappointment and rested his hand on her thigh, pushing up her knee-length skirt just a little so he could touch her skin.
Thank you for propositioning me, he said. I accept. But you are free to change your mind at any time, okay?
She nodded and had a sip of her mango juice. He was getting jealous of that red straw. He leaned forward and pressed a kiss to the top of her neck. She was as sensitive as he'd imagined. Then he worked his way along her jaw, planting a kiss to her chin before claiming her mouth. She tasted sweet of mango and pineapple, and he pulled her closer so he could taste her more fully. Nick, she said, quietly, but he still heard it above the background noise in the bar.
Lily?
Another female voice said. She jumped away from him and looked at the two women behind them, one East Asian and the other white.
Please continue, the Asian woman said, smirking. Don't mind us.
It's not what it looks like, Lily said. He put his hand on her shoulder.
Lily, I think it's exactly what it looks like.
Right, well, she gestured to the two women. These are my friends, Tara and Sam, and this is Nick. We, just met. Sam, the white woman, held up her hand for a high five, but Lily didn't slap it.
I didn't think you were serious about meeting a guy at a bar, Tara said. I should have known you always do whatever you set your mind to, but I thought you'd need some encouragement.
Lily stood up. You two will be okay without me, won't you?
We can hang out with your friends for a while, Nick said. I don't mind.
He'd prefer to bring her home right now, but it was only 7:30. The night was still young. He almost never took a woman home before midnight, but it would be nice to have extra time with Lily. No, no, she said. We'll go.
As you wish.
He paid their bill, then stood up and tucked her hand in the crook of his elbow. Sam was staring at them, her mouth hanging open.
Don't worry, we'll find someone else for you.
Tara tugged her along.
Lily, remember to text me, okay?
She said over her shoulder. Lily nodded. And then Nick was alone with Lily, and they had a whole night ahead of them. Chapter 2. What the fuck? Lily said under her breath as she took in the view from Nick's living room. What the fuck? He definitely had an important job if he could afford a place like this. It was a penthouse on the 53rd floor of a new building downtown, only a short walk from Lychee, thank God, and everything was sleek black and metal. And the view. When she'd imagined having a one-night stand, she hadn't imagined being with a guy who looked as hot as Nick and who seemed to be a hotshot CEO or something like that. She couldn't help feeling a little inadequate, like she didn't belong in his world,
but she tried to ignore those thoughts and enjoy the night. This would be quite the memory.
There you go, Nick said, coming up behind her. Swearing again.
It's a view that encourages obscenities, she said.
You want anything? Water?
No, I'm good. He was standing behind her, infuriatingly close. Infuriating because she could feel the heat radiating off him. But he wasn't actually touching her, and he hadn't kissed her since they'd been interrupted at the bar. But tonight, she was a sexy, confident woman, and she could make the first move. She leaned back against him, and he folded his arms around her. He'd only turned on a light near the door. It was still mostly dark here, aside from the lights of the city. Just the two of them, and this night that felt like a dream. He'd probably done this with lots of women. One-night stands are my specialty. She tried to push that out of her mind. She didn't care what he did on any night but tonight. And tonight, he was with her. They would use protection. It would all be fine. She texted Tara his address and phone number, just in case. He kissed the crook of her neck.
You're beautiful,
he breathed, leaning down to rest his chin on her shoulder. I'm nervous, she said, which wasn't the way she usually responded to a compliment.
We don't have to do it.
It. Sex. Something she'd only ever done within a relationship, but she wanted this night with him. He really was a very nice man. In her mind, she gave herself a high five for making such a good choice. She felt safe, safer than she thought she would feel with someone she hardly knew. I want to, she said. I very much want to.
Say it again, like you did at the bar.
Nick, I would like you to fuck me.
You forgot the please.
Please.
It would be my pleasure.
He pulled her closer and rubbed himself against her. She gasped. He was...
Feel how hard it makes me when you talk like that?
Stupidly, it made her think of the ice cubes in his old-fashioned, the ice cube that was a bit bigger than any ice cube she'd ever seen before.
Don't worry, he murmured. I'll take good care of you.
She continued to stare out the window as he pressed himself against her and ran his hand under the hem of her dress and up her thigh.
Okay?
He asked, the tips of his fingers inside the waistband of her panties, the lacy black ones she'd bought for tonight. Yes, she pressed herself back against his cock. His fingers dipped inside her underwear, running over her slit and casually stroking her.
It's a very nice view, isn't it? He said. That's part of the reason I got this place. Good location. Lovely view.
Gun. She was unable to form proper words. With his other hand, he undid the zipper at the side of her dress and slid one thin strap down her shoulder. He slipped his hand inside her strapless bra and gently kneaded her breast as he planted kisses up and down her neck. She was drowning in sensations. He pushed a finger inside her, an intimacy she'd never allowed a man she'd only met an hour before. But the fact that she hardly knew him made her blood pump quicker. Lily needed to kiss him, properly this time, now that it was just the two of them. She turned in his arms, and he kept his hand inside her panties as she set her lips to his. His mouth was soft and warm and overwhelming, especially with everything else he was doing to her. She could lose herself in this kiss. When he deepened the kiss, his tongue touching hers, she unbuttoned his shirt in a hurry and moved her fingers over his chest, exploring, making a memory she'd never forget. He hissed out a breath. When she undid his belt and pants and slid her hand inside his underwear, he did it again. She wasn't nervous anymore. No, just eager. Lily wrapped her hand around his cock. Ooh, yes, that was nice. She slid her hand up and down, ran her thumb over the bead of pre-cum at the tip. Nick, I... She squeaked in surprise as he lifted her onto the couch. He pulled off her panties and raised her skirt, baring her to him. And then he set his mouth on her,
his very talented mouth. She'd always loved oral sex, and it was the one way she could reliably orgasm. But he put all of her previous boyfriends to shame, and the curtains were wide open in front of them. The whole city could watch her being pleasured. Except it was dark in here, and they were on the 53rd floor. But it gave her a thrill to be able to see the city before her, as a man had his head between her legs. He slipped one finger inside as he licked her, and she bucked against him. "More," she panted. He gave her more, adding a second finger and sucking on her clit. And then she was coming for him, this man she hardly knew, and it felt like she was letting go of all the times she'd played it safe, all the times she'd been the good daughter rather than having fun. She was free. She said his name quietly, but she shook and soared like never before. He lifted his head and smiled lazily at her, then picked her up and carried her to another room. He set her down on a bed and flicked on the lights, giving her a better look at him. When he slid off his shirt, exposing all of his chest and arms, it was a magnificent sight. Once again, she congratulated herself on making such a good choice for a one-night stand, though it was still hard to believe this was actually happening. Next, he pushed down his pants and boxer briefs. His cock jutted out, and he pumped it a few times. "Dear God," she breathed rapidly as she stared at him. Nick climbed onto the bed and crawled toward her, predatory, but like a very friendly predator, and she chuckled at that thought.
"What?" he asked.
"Nothing," she said. He pulled her dress over her head.
"You are stunning, Lily."
He said it solemnly, but she caught a hint of a smile before he leaned down and kissed her as he pressed his hand between her legs once more. He kissed her leisurely for a while, the expanse of his skin against hers, and then his kisses became sloppier, more desperate. She squirmed beneath him.
"God, I want you," he murmured. "You ready?"
"Yes. Do you have a condom, or should I get my purse?" He picked up a condom from the night table and quickly rolled it on.
"I think I'd like you in this position."
The next thing she knew, she was on all fours, her ass in the air.
"Is that okay?" he whispered.
She nodded. She'd take him any way he wanted, if only he'd ease the ache inside her. He knelt behind her and pressed the tip of his cock to her entrance. Slowly, he eased himself inside, and she gasped. Soon, he was all the way in, and he was big. Yes, but she could take him, no problem.
"Okay?"
he asked. "You feel amazing," she said. He started to move, in and out, and nothing mattered but her pleasure. He leaned down and kissed the side of her neck, fondled her breasts with one hand, and it was all she could do just to keep breathing. She couldn't even hold herself up on her hands and knees anymore. She slid down so she was lying on her stomach. And still, he fucked her and kissed her neck.
"You're incredible," he whispered.
His breath tickled her, made her break out in goosebumps. She pushed back against him, wriggled her ass.
"Yes, that's good. Take it, Lily."
He pulled out of her, much to her dismay, but only so he could roll her onto her back. And then he was inside her again. He held her gaze as he licked his finger, then brought his hand down and touched her clit. The pleasure was so sharp that she nearly flung herself off the bed. Pressure built up inside her, and everything in her contracted, then expanded for a long, glorious moment.
Nick growled and picked up his pace, finishing inside her as she came down from her high.
One-night stands were awesome. Nick pulled on his boxer briefs and climbed back into bed with Lily.
"Hey, you,"
she giggled and pulled him against her, and he was happy to oblige.
"Hey,"
he said. There was an unfamiliar sensation in his chest as he wrapped his arms around her. They lay in silence for a minute, and he idly stroked her hair. It was silky and long, well below her shoulders, and smelled faintly of something floral. He was
sample complete. Ready to continue?